With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Marco Rubio, RFK Jr., Mike Pompeo, among the names being bandied about for high-profile positions in the new Trump administration. Mike Pompeo had served as Secretary of State in the first Trump administration. There's no lack of speculation over how President Trump will approach the war in Ukraine. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, has some ideas about that.
He's going to find a solution very quickly and turn off the continued flow of kinetic aid, military aid, to the Ukrainians because they won't need it because the war is going to end.
Mr. Trump has said he could end the war in a day. Kamala Harris delivered her delayed concession speech yesterday afternoon. Earlier, she had called President-elect Trump to offer her congratulations. And we're about to hear from President Biden.
In remarks scheduled for the White House Rose Garden, the president will address the nation to discuss the election results and the transition. Today's speech follows yesterday's phone call, during which the president congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory and invited him to the White House in the near future to discuss the transition. A spokesman said Mr. Biden expressed his commitment to ensuring a smooth transition of working to bring the country together. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With a new sheriff, Donald Trump, on his way into town, Hamas now calling for an end to the war with Israel. Multiple reports quoting sources saying that Special Counsel Jack Smith now winding down the two federal cases brought against Mr. Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, the Federal Reserve expected to announce another cut in interest rates, the announcement expected later today. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow is up 33 points, the NASDAQ trading 204 points higher. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Oklahoma City.
Multiple tornadoes roared through the metropolis and its suburbs last weekend, and the giant Christian Relief Agency is there to help. Volunteer teams are helping homeowners clean up and rebuild what they can. Spiritual aid is being dispensed, too. Samaritan's Purse says, quote, chaplains will be on the ground providing emotional support care as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ with homeowners and residents facing so much loss and uncertainty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An amendment approved by New York voters on Tuesday enshrines abortion in the state constitution, but it also enshrines transgenderism. The measure expands New York's Equal Rights Amendment to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health care and autonomy. Republicans argue that, among other things, the amendment would provide a constitutional right for males to play on girls' and women's sports teams. SRN News. Former Trump advisor due in court today.
A judge orders Rudy Giuliani to appear in court Thursday to explain why he has yet to turn over his belongings, including a Mercedes that looks like the one he was seen riding around in on Election Day in Palm Beach as part of a $148 million defamation judgment. This comes after two former Georgia election workers sued Giuliani and won, but say they haven't been able to collect. Among the possessions Giuliani owes, a $5 million Upper East Side apartment, a 1980 Mercedes, once owned by movie star Lauren Bacall, and a variety of other belongings. I'm Julie Walker.
It has been labeled the Mountain Fire, and driven by high winds, it's raging northwest of Los Angeles and Ventura County. Dozens of homes have been destroyed, and thousands of people have fled. More than 10,000 people under orders to clear out as the blaze threatens 3,500 structures. More details, SRNNews.com.